Hello, oneness. Nice to see you. I mean, it's not that I can ever actually see anything else because there's nothing but you, hence the name oneness. But see, you can't figure out, in most cases, only about nine, probably 99.9%, most of the time, you can't, even when you believe in the concept of oneness, in other words, when you believe in yourself, you can't grasp what oneness means, because oneness seems to be an exclusionary. Because oneness certainly can't conclude this, can it? I mean, this is what's looking for oneness, isn't it? No, this is oneness too. And the same thing, if I poke you in the chest, is that there's just oneness. So this is oneness talking to oneness about oneness. And what we notice is there's actually never anyone else to talk, and there's nothing else to talk about. This is what we mean by one. See, what we mean by one is that there's very definitely, absolutely, positively not two. It's just one thing, see? This is so tricky, this idea of, I mean, there must be more to it than this, you know? But there, the important thing to see is that there can't be less to it. There's just one thing, and that means it's everything. You're everything. Now, you don't feel like you're everything because you have this sense of individuality that was thrust upon you. It was a story you just walked into. Around somewhere around two is when they really began to is when it really began to cut through the truth. See, the ironic thing is that now what we're trying to do, and what actually what this video is about, is helping you to wake up to the truth. And in fact, years and years ago, you woke up from the truth. See, we're all born knowing the truth. But it's but actually, in true fact, we're not all born. None of us are. How can we say that? Because if there's just one thing, there can't be a me that was born and a you that was born, was there? Now, we are talking about oneness, not sameness. So this is what you show up. This is what you look like when you show up as differentiation, when you show up as diversity. When you show up as sameness to yourself, notice that you can only show up to yourself because there's just one thing. And when you show up as sameness to yourself, then we call that the void. You and me, meaning the one thing oneness, because this is not other than you. You're not other than me. This just the one thing. My little dog Jack is here. He'd like to put up his paw, tell you that he too is part of oneness. This glass, boop, it's part of oneness. It's not outside of oneness. How can it be outside of oneness? There's not a oneness plus. There's not a oneness minus. There's only oneness. So, strangely enough, what's happened, oneness, is that you have chosen this old rascal to and given it the interesting task of waking you up. And you let it earn a living doing it, which is the pause an awful lot of people. But it's having a blast, and it seems to be doing a lot of good because it gets a whole lot of mail and people call it and this and that and stuff the other. So it seems to be working out pretty well, beyond all of the others, the detractors' objections. And this is the short and sweet path. This is the I'm here to wake you up. This is not I'm here to encourage you on your lengthy journey. This is not, I'm not here to teach you practices so that you can become clear later. I'm happy to teach you practices, but only to teach you practices that will help you be clearer right now. Because that's actually all there is, oneness. There's just right now. So this idea that there's a oneness plus you, this is the key problem, is it not? Is that you can see, can't you just see that everybody else is in oneness? God Almighty, there's just one thing. I get it. We're all one. We're all one. But see, it's not actually like we're all one. because there's no we're all. There's just one. See, there's the appearance of a we're all. There's appearance of a Fred and a Jack and a Betsy and a you and whoever else. But these are simply appearances. This is oneness just constantly doing what? Constantly doing this. Because what's actually happening here is that noneness, how about that? Noneness is having a dream. And noneness's dream is called oneness. Noneness is having a dream, and the dream begins with I am. Begins right there. See, because oneness can't say it's I am. I mean, noneness can't. Oneness can. Oneness can say, I am, and here I am. And look at me, and he can't find anything else, and all that kind of stuff. But noneness can't say any of that. Noneness can't say anything. Noneness doesn't even know itself. Doesn't. It's not that it isn't there. It's there. It just doesn't know itself. It can't not be itself. See, the thing that's observing oneness, they tell you that the observer and the observed are the same sometimes, but I'm here to tell you that's not the way I see it. The way that I see it is that what I really am is I am noneness, but there's not a lot to talk about as what noneness. But as oneness, I've got a whole lot to say, because now we're not talking about the truth of me. We're talking about the experience of me. Oh, no, of you. Excuse me. I forget. You're oneness, too. I always talk about me because I know it's very clear over here that I'm oneness. And hopefully it's going to be very clear over there at some point, maybe right now, so you don't have to wait. The idea that you need to prepare to understand that there's just one thing going on is insane. Because who would it be that would prepare? And what would you prepare for? To just notice that you are? See, why don't we do a test here? Let's do a test where we check up on oneness, okay? So right now, let's see if oneness is over there. By God, there's oneness. There you are. And now let's see if oneness is over here. There you are. Nothing but you. And I look up. There you are. There you are. Wow. And when I look at this hand, there you are. And you can hold up your hand and look at your hand and recognize there you are too. But not there you are exclusively. There you are, but there's this much, much broader thing going on here that is you. Because you're oneness, and it feels like I am, you know, there's a sense. What's been born over there is that sense of individuality. There's a sense of individuality that happens to these units, and the unit, and it thinks, I am. But it's not that there's no one here to think that. It's not the unit that's really thinking I am. It's you. It's oneness. You're thinking I am. And when this I am arises, you sort of contract around these things and you think, oh, I see, I am this one. And that's true. You are this one. But you're that one too. And all the rest of them. And all the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and all that kind of stuff. You're the whole kit and caboodle. You're bottom to top, left to right, up and down. There's just you. See, when we begin to look at what the non-dual experience means, because that's what I have people say, oh, Fred, I've been working for this thing for years, and I'm really wanting to have this non-dual experience. Okay. So here's my question. What would you need to do to have a non-dual experience? Let's just say you were oneness. Because that's what you are. And even if you don't believe it right now, just pretend you're oneness for a minute. So then I got a question I love to ask, which is, so are you pretending to be oneness, or are you oneness? I mean, is there something outside of oneness that could pretend to be oneness? No. So what is it that oneness would have to do in order to have a non-dual experience? Well, it would have to notice itself. Oh, look at this. I'm oneness. And what is it that's looking at this oneness? Why, look at that. It's your attention, isn't it? And what's your attention? It's focused awareness, isn't it? So this is awareness looking right through awareness. And if you're looking for awareness, then your awareness looking right through awareness is awake space. And you're looking for awareness. So awareness is looking through awareness for awareness. That doesn't make any sense, does it? No. But that's the human condition. That's what we do until we don't. And, you know, you would think that we would see through this thing in just an instant. But it's just not that damn easy. We can't see it until we do. And then once we see it, we can get to a point where we really can't see anything else. And that's the way it is here. I mean, it's not like I see, I'm not looking at sameness, but I know that underneath all of this, I'm looking at oneness. There's no question about it. I don't have to do dances to get myself into place for that, or burn incense. Or I still burn incense. I do that. I like to burn incense. I like the smell of it. I like flowers. I like pictures of gurus. I don't need any of that. I just do that because I got to do something. Because I've got this experience, and I gotta fill it up with something. Do you see? That's why I read this morning that there was a student that had been with Nisargadatta sometime, and he was leaving, and he said, "I'm going back to the States." And and Nisargadatta said, "Well, you gotta fill up the time with something." So there is. But see, the difference is when you realize that this experience, that you're not just having this experience, but guess what? You're oneness, which means that you are this experience. You actually are this experience. When you're looking around, can you be looking at anything other than oneness? Can what's looking be anything other than oneness? Is that actually possible? Logic that out for me. Let's see. There's one thing, and there's something looking. That must be one. That must be oneness. And there's just one thing, and there's something being looked at. Well, if there's just one thing, that means that that too is oneness. And I notice that there is the verb of looking. But there's only one thing, which is oneness. So that means that the looker, the looked at, and the looking are three aspects of the one thing. And that one thing that it is you. See, but you're in a position, I just love to say this, is that oneness, see, what you're doing is that oneness is out looking for the cool oneness. Oneness is looking for the other oneness. Can you really do that? I mean, if you're oneness and you've already got it all, can you find anything else? No. But what you're looking for, see, the idea is we have this idea that what we're looking for is we think we're looking for our true nature. Bull. You're not looking for your true nature. Your true nature is what's looking. This is what's true. Your true nature is what's looking. See, this ordinary everyday awareness that you're using to look around and left and right and up and down and all that kind of stuff, that's awareness. See, it's not, and I know it's not the exotic awareness like you've dreamed of. And you may not be having a big dualistic experience right now. It's unnecessary. I'm giving you something that I sell for hundreds of dollars every day. But I would rather talk to people about post-awakening. I would rather be, you know, go ahead and wake everybody up. That's the truth. Because, see, there's nobody else to wake up. There's just you. This is you talking to you about you. This is you. This is you talking to you about how all of this works. About what one means. See? It's so tricky, isn't it? It's just one. I understand one, but no, if you've got any buts there, you don't understand one. So I have lots of tricks that I can help you with to where you can see one if you can't see it right now, but this is a wonderful opportunity for you to go ahead and wake up right now. You've been waiting all these years. What the hell? Why not just give up? Tell yourself the truth. And what's the truth? Is that if, like, so let's just pretend that I'm oneness, which is not untrue, but we've been talking about you. But since I'm oneness, do you realize that there's no Fred here to talk to you? And because you're oneness, there's no you there for Fred to talk to. Doesn't mean that there aren't these two units. They certainly exist. They're as real as anything else. Of course, that's up for grabs, but not today. We're not talking about that. Today, we're just looking at it and we're going, wow, this is two units and they exist on the relative plane. Now, it can be seen from the universal plane that all that's hooey, that there's only one thing, and if we want to go to the absolute plane, we can see there's only no thing. But right now, we're just looking at this simple thing, at this relative experience. Because, see, this relative experience that you're having is actually a universal experience that you think is a relative experience. But it's not. Because the thing that's looking around here for awakening is awakeness. And it's already here, and it's already awake. You're over there, you're trying to wake up your character. And I get it, I did it too. We all did it. I probably helped 1,000 people wake up. And every single one of them was trying to wake up their character. I couldn't wait till I had an awake Fred, because I could see how that would certainly benefit Fred, to have an awake Fred. Because then maybe I could get some money and some girls and stuff, right? Which is what I was always hoping for. Because you're just my furniture. That's what I think. When I think I'm one of these, I'm at the center of the world. This is my world. You're my furniture. That's that. Do what I want. Go sit over there. So, oneness. What I have noticed is that even the people that come into sessions with me have almost inevitably seen their true nature at some point. If they've been in non-duality very long, they have probably seen, and even if they haven't, I will talk to people, my wife is one, you know, just awake as a child. And lots and lots of people that I know have had talked to me about awakening experiences, the rememberings, feelings that they had as a child, experiences they had as a child. This is not anything new. This is something old. It's not something that you need to add. You don't need to add a new meditation, add a new practice, add a new new clothes or a new group, or you don't need to add anything. My best known book is the Book of Undoing. So undo. That's what we got to do, is that it's already, it's just covered up. The truth is covered up. So imagine that your oneness, but what you, oneness, have done is you have layered yourself up in all of, with all this garbage. Let's call it concepts. And because you've got yourself covered up with all these concepts, you can't see that there's just the one thing. You look and you see concepts and you think they're real. But the only thing that's real there is the thing that's looking at the concepts. That's what's real. The concepts are not real at all. So we don't have to add anything. We just have to pull stuff away. And that's what we do here, is that we come in and we pull concepts up. Off. I don't add anything to anybody. I take it away. Which, you know, I mean, even our precious teachings, you can go back to those. That's wonderful, but go back awake. See, that's my job. I'm a specialist. I was telling a student of mine the other day, and I said, look, my job is to wake you up. And I by reference, but then I meant to oneness. I wasn't talking to my student. I can't talk to a student. I don't have a student. I'm oneness. So are you. So when we can just get simple, see, the thing is that these big brains of ours, my God, they are looking for the secret handshake to everything, aren't they? Always. Hello, how are you? Oh, God, what did he mean by that? Right? He didn't mean anything. He just meant, hey, how are you? He didn't even mean the how are you. He's just saying something so that there's a polite exchange, right? He doesn't really give a shit how you are. he's late for work. Hey, how are you? I'm late. And that's what's important, that I'm late. There's just one thing going on, and you are it, my friend. And what this is that you, this is just a mechanism. There's no Fred here. There's Fredness, which is simply these patterns that we label Fredness. They're just patterns that we can recognize. You can recognize it at the end of a football field. But that doesn't mean it's Fred, it's Fredness. They're just these patterns that I actually have told you, well, you call this thing Fred. Call these patterns Fred. And then if somebody asks me who you are, and I say I'm Fred, and they say I don't believe me, I say, ask him, and he says, oh, he's Fred. It's all hearsay. You see that? It's not based on fact, any of it. But what this is this Fredness thing, this character over here, you have taken a really quite marginal, dubious character, and you have turned it into a brilliant light. That's just the truth of it. This is oneness proud of itself, I guess, but it's just oneness here. But it's a brilliant light because it's so piercing. You got to be ready for it. But if you're ready for it, it doesn't get any clearer than this. That's just no brag, just fact, said oneness. So what the Fredness is that this is simply a mechanism that you, oneness, deploy when you, oneness, would like to bring you, oneness, a little greater clarity in a given relative location. And so you wind up the Fred unit. Hey, oneness, do this, do that, do this, do that. The reason that we do so many things is that is that what we've noticed is that actually talking about enlightenment as two people just doesn't hardly get you anywhere, hardly ever. It just doesn't. I mean, it works. It worked for this one. But it, I guess, something did. But it's not reliable. It's not predictable. It's nothing. And, you know, we got a world here that needs some changes. Don't you notice that? I mean, we don't want to use our non-duality to not care about the world. I mean, what kind of wisdom is that? That's not wisdom. That's junk. That's insanity. Because this experience counts. Whether it matters or not is beyond the point. It counts. We give this thing our best. The Bhagavad Gita tells us, give this thing your best. It doesn't make any difference about the results. Give it your best. That's what I do. I have an awakening session, and most of the time people wake up. Sometimes they don't. I just, boop, there you go. It's my job to present it. Everybody gets the same thing. Almost everybody wakes up. You didn't. I'm sorry. You're not right. How do I know? Just means oneness is not, because there's nothing but oneness. So oneness is not ready to see through that character. That's what it means. It's still kind of fond of that character, still having a pretty good time. When it gets sick and tired of a character like it did this one, man, it'll just abandon it. And in that abandoning, oneness discovers the truth of itself, which is that there's just one thing. So instead of Fredness discovering the truth of God discovers the fiction of Fredness instead. One thing, you're it. Hello, oneness from oneness. This is the reason that you find that it gets just so easy to love everything, because you're just a lovable thing. Because there's nothing else but you. So you might as well love it. See you later. Hope this helped. Bye.